This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the confounding contradictions of Detroit's land contract houses. It was a rough day on the doors in Detroit. One team recorded 14 abandoned houses out of the 17 on a walk list. Remember that these are all homes according to all available records that are owned by one of the big three land contract companies operating in the city, Harbor Portfolio, Vision Property Management, and Detroit Property Exchange, the only local outfit. Another team had 8 on its list. We had 6 on ours. The math is unsettling and profound, meaning that more than half of the houses these companies owned were abandoned and therefore open wounds bleeding on their blocks, neighborhoods, and community. There were 3 dumpsters in the driveways of the abandoned houses our team visited, and a trailer in another with a couple of bags of trash on it, but no sign of workers or work being done at these locations. At one location that we marked as not home because the neighbor across the street told us that there were people going in and out of there and work being done, who knows what the story might have been. But the impression from the other locations on our lifts left me wondering if these were dumpster decorations rather than construction sites. We were roughly, and it was often rough, in central Detroit, if that's such a thing. Well, one team was on the east side and another was on the west side. They reported no dumpsters and signs of construction on the abandoned houses on their list. Don't get me wrong, land contract houses were absolutely not the only abandoned houses, and we saw abandoned houses on our route that were absolutely not on a list, but had signs offering them for sale, if one could call it that, or auction, with come-ons hawking $400 a month down payments and lures advertising opportunities to flip the homes or rent to own more cheaply than buying. Once we went back to the offices of the historic and giant Ford Motor-based UAW Local 100, which had opened their doors to the Home Savers campaign for this project, we discovered, to no one's surprise at this point, that both the names on the signs we saw were simply other eye candy LLCs that were part of the Detroit Property Exchange. Visiting with people, the contradictions are confounding. Our first visit was a woman that had just completed a contract with DPX, as locals call Detroit Property Exchange, though her house had been listed under their Frenchy Servois subsidiary. She'd been in the home for 12 years and dutifully paying off her mortgage until 2 years ago. She was informed then that DPX had bought her home by purchasing a $6,000 tax lien. She'd been paying everything in the usual bundle to her mortgage servicer, who'd gone bankrupt and had not paid the taxes, so Wayne County had put her in play without any notice. DPX gave her a contract to buy back the home for $20,000 after they paid the $6,000 tax lien. She would also have to pay $750 per month as part of a lease to live there. She was happy because she managed to pay them off in 18 months, partially by taking advantage of 2 matching opportunities, one at income tax refund time, where they had matched her $2,500, and another a month or so later when they matched her $1,000. She is proud of herself for getting them off her back and saving her house, but the math still adds up to street-side robbery. She'd paid DPX $16,500 on the contract, plus another $13,500 in rent, or whatever you might want to call it. So they had $30,000 from her in a year and a half by stealing her house from the tax man when her mortgage servicer went belly up. The day before, another team had stumbled onto a similar case, so this woman's story is tragically too common. All of these contracts are predatory, though, and people were being ripped off right and left, but one home we visited, we talked to the brother on the porch who was apologetic that he'd not gotten his act together to buy a home, while both of his sisters had just done so, though we knew this sister was on a rent-to-own contract with Vision Property Management and suspected that was the case with the other as well. Earlier in the morning, I'd briefly addressed more than 50 people in a regular meeting of the Detroit Action Commonwealth at the Capuchin Soup Kitchen. People there knew about land contracts, and they knew Acorn, so I was in good company. After a brief explanation of what the Home Savers campaign was, there were questions flying from the crowd. One caught me up short and has left me thinking more and more about these contradictions. A young man said he was on SSI payments of $750 per month. His question, how could he get one of these rent-to-own houses? This is Wade Rathke for questions and comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.